Acts 3, chapter verses 1 through 10. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him.
Amen. All right, confirmands, we'll have you go take your places. And good morning, Faith Westwood.
Good morning.
To our confirmand families and to all of our guests who are here today, welcome. To those who are worshiping with us online as well as those who are here in person, we're glad that you are here. Certainly our hearts are heavy today, right? Our hearts are heavy. We're celebrating with our confirmands, but we're also torn because we know that there's been devastation in Nebraska, in Iowa, from the storms, from rain, from tornadoes. So Lord, have mercy. We want to remind you today that our district is responding, and if you want to write a check between now and next week, or even next week or in the coming weeks, it goes to Great Plains Disaster Relief. We promise you that every penny that comes from this area will stay right here in this area, and that is through the United Methodist Committee on Relief. And so we celebrate the work that they're doing. We know that UMCOR is already here. Our disaster relief person is already here. And they're assessing damage and seeing what they can do. So as we enter into prayer today, let's just pause for a moment to remember those who've been impacted by these storms. As we do celebrate this day with our confirmation students, God, we are very mindful of brothers and sisters in Christ, family members, friends, co-workers that are hurting today. Be with them. Be with all who are engaging in the recovery work. Help us to do our part and to celebrate your presence always. And God, open our ears that we may hear your word. Open our eyes that we may see your glory in our midst, and open our hearts that we might know your Spirit's presence with us in these moments. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to take my place and have an opportunity to kind of connect our scripture today, which is in the Change the World sermon series, and kind of connect it to what is happening today. So in a few moments, our students are going to be responding to questions that demonstrate their faith, their hope, and their love. But confirmands and family and guests, hear the word of the Lord. First, our passage focuses on someone who is in need. It's a man. He was lame from birth. That means that he has never been able to use his legs. He's never been able to walk or jump or skip or hop. And I want you to imagine him at the temple gate, which would have been a wonderful place to see people passing and coming and going. And all he saw all day long were legs. That's all he saw all day long. People of all ages walking, jumping, skipping, all those things. And so this man, when he sees Peter and John, what does he do? He calls out to him and asks him for what he needs, which is money. Now, second, our passage focuses on the apostles. So what did Peter say to him? Peter said, look at us. Now, I want you to think, confirmands and parents and family members, you might think of this too, but how many times when you were younger did one of your loved ones have to say, look at us, right? Pay attention, a lot. Pay attention. And so Peter looks at this man and he says, look at us. And he said, I don't have any silver or gold to give you, but what I have, I will give you. And he says, in the name of Jesus Christ, he gives him healing. It's a pretty awesome story, isn't it? And so the third part of this passage focuses on the people who respond. Now, they had remembered this man was at the temple gate begging, right? Relying on the generosity of the people who came by. And yet, what does he do? All of a sudden, his legs became strong, Scripture tells us. His entire life, he wasn't able to walk, and all of a sudden, he didn't even need any physical therapy, y'all. And he jumped up, and he began walking and praising God. And I think it's really powerful how the Scripture tells us that the people were filled with wonder and amazement. Wonder and amazement. Now, confirmants, today is a special day for you. Very special day for you. Your parents, your mentors, your spiritual leaders have been saying, look at us, throughout your life to invite you to pay attention to their words and their words of encouragement and inspiration, especially to offer what they had to introduce Jesus Christ to your life. Today is about how you have been able to look inward, right? To look inward and to think about what Jesus means to you. You've been thinking about what Jesus has done in your life, what Jesus is doing right now, and you've also had that opportunity to think about what Jesus is going to do for you in the future. Confirmands, this church, your family, your friends, we're all counting on you to help change this world, and we can't wait to do this with you. Amen. Amen.
All right. So for confirmation, we met for 3 weekends or 3 Sunday afternoons, 12 to 4. We had 3 retreats is what we called them, where we learned all kinds of different things and we got to know each other a lot better. It was a lot of fun. And, well, I don't know if they, I hope they back me up on that. We had fun, didn't we? Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. But it's been a joy to work with this group. This is an amazing group of 8th graders. And I'm so excited for you to hear what they have to say and to hear their perspective. They are very, very wise. And it's good for us to hear from our youth, too. I want you to introduce yourselves first. If we could start over here.
I'm Eliza Shukar.
I'm Radic Macklin.
I'm Zach Kohler.
I'm Cameron Davis.
I'm Asher Akins.
I'm Leah Volmuth.
I'm Janie Schmitz.
I'm Maddox Larrison.
I'm Tinashe Harmston.
I'm Caroline Blumenthal.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I remembered that up front this time. So you know all of these 8th graders. We talked about a lot of different things, and so I was just going to ask them some questions. I wanted to share their perspective with you. So the first one is, during confirmation, we learned some history about John Wesley and how Methodism came to be, because it's important to know where you come from, right? Right. So what surprised you the most about that?
So, well, when he was on his ship to America, he questioned his own faith when they were in a storm.
Yeah, and even when he got to America after the storm, he still didn't really feel like God was there.
I thought it was weird that he'd refuse to give communion to a marriage and commit a crime because he didn't agree with it.
Yep, that was interesting too, wasn't it? We learned a lot about John Wesley. Anybody else? Okay. When Wesley was having doubts about his faith that you guys talked about, he was told, preach faith till you have it, And then because you have it, you will preach faith. And Pastor Cindy also said that you will get out of confirmation what you put into it. So I thought those two statements kind of went together. How do those two statements help you in your faith journey?
It helped because it was saying, like, if you want something and you work hard for it, you'll probably get it.
That's good.
For me, like, it meant that even if you weren't fully sure, if you don't put the time in to get better or, like, grow in faith, it just won't.
Yeah, you're right.
That, like, time pays off when you try hard to get something.
Yep.
It tells us that if I were to put all my time and work and effort into something, that if I gave 100%, I'd receive the rewards of doing good.
Yep. Just keep doing it till it shows up, right? All right. So confirmation is reaffirming your baptism and making the choice to be a partner in this faith family. We even looked back at the history of Faith Westwood. We drug out all the albums and looked through pictures. We even saw some parents of students here that got confirmed here. It was a lot of fun to hear some of the history, too, of Faith Westwood. What do you guys value about Faith Westwood and that makes you want to be a partner in this faith family? And what are some of your favorite or first memories of Faith Westwood?
The one thing that I really love about this church is the people, and my first and favorite memory of this church is being at VBS with everyone and just dancing.
I really like the community. I like how everyone cares for everyone else, and one of my favorite or first memories is sitting at children's time.
That's awesome.
My favorite thing would be like the community and how welcoming it is. And my favorite memories would be VBS and the Christmas pageants.
Mm-hmm. My favorite thing about this church is all the opportunities that there are for the youth, like the mission trips and the opportunities to take your faith outside of the church.
Okay. Anybody else? Most of them said it's the people. They love you. They love this place, and they love the people in it. And because you're so welcoming and caring and sharing, that they just love the people here. And a lot of favorite first memories were Vacation Bible School and pageants and those things. So those were really important. So who introduced you to Jesus, and how did they introduce you to Jesus?
My parents introduced me to Jesus by taking me to church at a young age and keeping me constant in my faith life, and I thank them for that.
Good. Yeah.
My parents also introduced me to Jesus by, like, bringing me here to get baptized and keeping me in this church.
My grandparents and my parents have gone here. My mom was here her entire life, and I've been here my entire life, so I've always been just a part of this church.
Awesome.
My parents introduced me to Jesus when I got, like, baptized in Sunday school.
Awesome. Anybody else? Oh, okay. So you've been growing in your faith for a while now, and we talked about what faith was, and we even built something out of Legos to represent what faith means to you. And I have a picture of all their Lego creations. Tell us about what you built with your Legos to represent your faith.
I built the car on the bottom left, and that represents, like, my journey with Christ.
I try to make a house for shelter.
Awesome.
I built a Segway to heaven because it's always an easy ride with Jesus.
I built the sunrise because sunrises are all about fresh starts and new beginnings, and that's what Jesus is about too.
I built the cross at the bottom in the middle, and there's a heart around it to show that God loves us.
I built the door because it represents how Jesus' love is like an open door.
They were awesome and amazing. I was blown away by how creative they were and their explanations. I was like, oh my goodness. But their Legos are also out by their projects too, so you can look at those and their explanation about what they built. But they did a phenomenal job of explaining what their faith meant to them. So another powerful and creative project that we did were the videos about salvation. And I kind of did a mashup of your videos that we can show now.
Hey Siri, what's the definition of salvation? Hey Siri, what's the definition of salvation?
So salvation is like leaving behind like all of the darkness in the world and accepting God.
Realizing that you're not alone, that you let God into your life.
When we think of salvation, we think of
Jesus protecting the land and saving everyone.
Salvation is
protection.
Redemption.
Mm-hmm. Rescue.
Security. Deliverance.
Recovery.
That's what salvation is to us.
So we had a lot of fun. They were so creative, and they had a lot of fun putting those videos together. So what did you learn about salvation and redemption?
I'm going to steal Asher's answer from the 9 o'clock service. There's multiple meanings, and it can mean many different things to everyone.
Okay. Anybody else?
Jesus will never leave you in the dark.
Yes.
Salvation is for everyone.
Yes. Very good. All right. We also talked about how John Wesley had a special moment with God where he felt his heart was strangely warmed. Have you ever had a moment like that with God? Or where do you feel God's presence or feel close to God?
I feel it right now, just talking in front of everybody. It warms my heart.
That's awesome.
I had a moment in sixth grade. It was towards the end of the year. I was struggling with really severe anxiety, and I was getting sick, and it was really difficult. And I was just laying on the couch in my living room one day, just begging God, like, when is this going to get better, and asking him if everything was going to be okay. And it was a really cloudy day, and then after I asked him, am I going to be okay, the sun just, like, started shining through the windows, and the clouds went away, and I just remember just knowing, like, okay, he's here, everything's going to be okay.
Good. It's awesome. Anybody else? Jaden, I think.
I feel the closest to him whenever I'm, like, feeling down. Like, I feel him near me.
Every time I'm, like, painting or I'm singing or any time I'm doing something that I love, I just feel so perfectly complete. Because God is with me when I'm doing that.
That's awesome. Anybody else? Okay. We talked about your spiritual gifts, and you even took a spiritual gifts test. It was a long one, wasn't it? Yeah, it was really long. But it's really important.
105 questions.
Of course Maddox counted them. So, oh, were they? Okay. And we learned about how we can serve others with our gifts, too. So what is your strongest gift, and how do you think you can share those gifts with your faith family?
My strongest gift is serving and helping others, and I've used this in Outside the Walls and on the mission trips.
Good.
My highest one was mercy, and I use this a lot at school or, like, with friends or family. And if you
you can be merciful by like helping people.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? This class was really high in mercy. There's a lot of that was one of their strongest gifts, was mercy. They are a very kind and caring class that want to take care of others. So that was really cool to find out that, and to discover all your gifts. Your project was to tell of your faith story or design a ministry. You've all worked super hard on those. I'm really proud of you. I saw them all out there, and I got to take a look at all of them, and they're amazing. You guys are so creative. Your confirmation journey's coming to a close, and we've talked about this before, but it's not graduation, remember? Because your faith journey never ends, and it becomes your life song. That's what you do. And the song by Casting Crowns, Life Song, that says, "May the words I say and the things I do make my life song sing, bring a smile to you. I want to sign your name to the end of this day, knowing that my heart was true. Let my life song sing to you." So how has your life song changed during confirmation? And where have you seen God working in your life, changing your life song? Did you get a chance to think about this one between services? Okay.
I think God has become a much bigger part of my life since confirmation classes started.
Since confirmation has started, I feel like I've grown more into myself as a person, and I've just matured more.
It's really opened up my heart deeper than it already has, and my eyes have been open.
It's made me think a lot more about, like, my faith and, like, who I can put my trust in.
Great. That's awesome. I have seen you grow. I've seen all of you grow. I've known most of you since you were itty-bitty, and it's been a blessing to me to watch you grow up and go through confirmation together. I've seen you grow even in confirmation just so much over the last few months. You are an amazing class and so creative and so wise. So it has been a pleasure to work with you. And you've helped me to grow also in my faith. So
Leah asked me this question at the first service, and I was thinking about that because I've only known you this long, right? Just a few months. I've had an opportunity to really get to know you. And some people think that I say this about every single confirmation class, but I don't. I was tremendously impressed with the depth and the breadth of this confirmation class. Their willingness to really dig in to their, I believe, questions, to think about the faith in a way that was personal and important, but also to look out for one another. And you go to different schools, have different hobbies and experiences, but I'm really proud of all of you, and I can't wait to see how your faith is lived out in the future. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Can we celebrate all of these questions?
You survived that. Good job.
So take some breaths, and we're going to move to the confirmation handout. And I'm going to remind you that if you open it, it's on this side. And then after we complete this side, we will go to the next side. But before we all move confirmands, I would invite you to please help guide and lead. So we do need those mics. And let's celebrate the faith with this year's confirmands. Do you want to read it with them too?
God is my Savior, loving and selfless, the creator of all things. God is always present, always looking out for me, always listening, always guiding me. God is real and loves me for who I am. God is someone you can count on.
We celebrate this faith with you.
Christ sacrificed himself for us, even though we don't deserve it. He is perfect and both God and man.
Jesus died for our sins so we would have eternal life in heaven. Jesus taught new ways of thinking, is a miracle worker, and protects us.
We celebrate this faith with you.
The Holy Spirit is like a sudden realization, binds us together, and lives in all of us. The Holy Spirit is hope, helpful, and always with me. The Holy Spirit helps us follow Jesus.
We celebrate this faith with you.
The church is a place to gather and learn that brings people together, where anyone can join if they want. The church is a community good for me. The church is the home for all believers and a place to be safe.
We celebrate this faith with you.
The Bible is the Word of God, a map and a guide to help you through life and to build your faith. The Bible is a source of understanding, knowledge, and the teachings of Jesus and his followers. The Bible was inspired by God and the true story of God's goals.
We celebrate this faith with you.
Worship makes you feel close to God, is a way of praising God, and a way to connect to God. Worship is a way to grow your faith and leads us towards Jesus. Worship is art in all of its forms. Worship is being surrounded by others, excited about